Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today with us is Meritazine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
That is quite a title, and along with it, you have some perks, like getting to hand out attaboys and things like that, yes?
Yes, and I have a good one this time.
All right, let's have it.
Okay, well, in addition to my role here at the Extension Office that you mentioned a minute ago, I am also the coach for the Meritazine Extension District's 4-H horse judging team. And I've had a horse judging team for several years, and usually they're pretty young and inexperienced. And this year, I finally have a team that's a solid team of four members that have worked very well together, and they went to the Kansas State 4-H Horse Judging Contest last June, and they won that contest, which earned them the right to go to the National Western Stock Show, the Western National 4-H Roundup, which is where they host the National 4-H Horse Judging Contest. And so that was a huge accomplishment for them in one, just to be able to make it out there. But we just returned from there, and the team did very well out there. They actually were fourth overall. And when you do a horse judging contest, it's just like a livestock judging contest, and you give reasons. And usually that is our weakest area. And actually, we were the national champion 4-H horse judging team in the reasons division. And so we were pretty proud of that and very excited and surprised that that was what we ended up in that division. And so the team was made up of Esmeralda Franklin, Lainey Empfenauer, Sierra Lindsay, and Reese Chapman. And these young ladies did a great job to be fourth overall. It is a huge accomplishment. And Esmeralda Franklin, she was also the reserve champion individual in the reasons. And so this team traveled out there. Now we're starting to look at where we go from here. Those girls will not be able to compete at this contest again, but I do look for them to continue horse judging. We'll go out to Equifest in Salina in March. And so we're looking forward to that. And I have some young who are also interested in horse judging, so we will be growing our team, hopefully. And if you are a 4-H'er or a youth who's interested in horse judging, contact your extension office, and you can get a hold of me also, and I'd be happy to help maybe find some resources, or if you're close enough, if you want to take part in some of our practices, we are definitely open to that. And it's just a good opportunity for these young ladies in this instance to be able to take their thoughts of what they see something, evaluate it, and then also give an oral reasons as to why they placed those classes the way they did. So there's a lot of education, team building that go into a judging team, and that was a huge accomplishment for them. And I'm not trying to steal the Frontier Extension District's thunder, but I know they were out there as well as another team from Southeast Kansas that took part in the FFA division. So we have our area was definitely well represented out there. I believe that the team from the Frontier District was maybe there for livestock judging. So we've got a strong group of kids that are very involved in not just the exhibiting of the livestock, but also getting into the educational component of that. So hopefully I can give you another update here soon of how this team is doing as we move into the 2023 judging year.
Well, that's marvelous. Congratulations all the way around. And yes, I definitely can't wait to hear an update about what comes next. You mentioned Equifest, I think you said, out in Salina?
Yeah.
What all happens during that?
Equifest is put on by the Kansas Horse Council, and it is an educational horse opportunity for anybody to go to. And so they have a lot of horses that come out. You can see different breeds. You can see different disciplines. There are clinicians, competitions, trade shows, and that will happen March 16th through the 19th. And you can search equifestofks.com, and that will take you, or if you just Google search Equifest, that takes you as well. It takes you to their website, gives you the schedule, the different vendors that are there, and different things like that. There's a lot going on out there, and it will be Thursday through Sunday, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure there's a day that you can go for free. Let me look here. Sunday, everyone is free. So if you want to go out and not pay the $20, head out on Sunday from 8:45 to 12:45.
12-year-old me is hopping up and down frantically. So I'm going to have to put that on the calendar. Well, thank you very much. We always appreciate the info you have for us, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.